Utah raptor is the largest known member of the early dromaeosaurids, which were bird-like, meat-eating dinosaurs. It killed by pouncing onto the back of its prey.
If I were to design the perfect killing machine, I'd build a raptor. If I was going to build the perfect raptor, I'd build a Utah raptor because it's the right size for killing almost anything.
Utah raptor stood nearly 2 meters tall, the height of a modern human. But it was almost 4 times as long as it was tall and weighed in at over half a ton. It had long, powerful forelimbs, ending in 3 blade-like claws. Its hind legs were short and sturdy, with feet that each held his number one weapon, a 9-to-15-inch retractable sickle-shaped claw, giving it the nickname Super Slasher.
This is from the foot of Utah raptor. And it's unlike the claws and the feet of other theropods in that it's very narrow. You can see it's narrow in the section. And based on looking at the claws of modern birds, we realize this sheath was probably another third longer than this. So it'd come out here and go down here before it got to a point. And also the sheath came to a sharp edge down here, much like a knife. This supports the idea that they use this killer claw by putting it in and then pulling it along.
Picture this animal being able to kick this thing with slashing strokes, 3 and 4, 5 foot long strokes, plunge it in through skin an inch thick, slash down 10 inches deep, and cut 3 feet long, and do that every couple seconds.
The discovery of the massive claws of Utah raptor proved that it was a formidable killer. But investigators kept digging and found something more. Broken teeth lay scattered nearby. They were from the raptor. They were small, very sharp, and deadly.
This is a Utah raptor tooth. It's not that impressive, perhaps, because the skull was, perhaps about this long or so. But here you can see it hasn't got a sharp point because this was used in life and it was worn and it was shed. You see little wear facets on here.